special 10th episode of the podcast.
We welcome you to the Teens on Disney podcast.
I'm Will Johnson.
And I'm Josh DeGrella.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, originally hailing from Louisville, Kentucky, he has been an Imagineer for 11 years. He has been to and helped on Shanghai Disney and currently resides in California. He has worked on all your favorite rides, such as Guardians of the Galaxy, Radiator Springs Racers, and more. He was prompted into a full ride Imagineer, or Engineer, we don't know, in November 2008, and was won the THEA Awards in 2017. Please give a warm welcome to my uncle, Kelly Johnson.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. Woo. Yep.
Thank you for coming on the podcast, sir.
Sure, happy to be here.
Yeah.
So, in case you don't know what I just said, my uncle is an Imagineer. He's been an Imagineer for 11 years and some. And, yeah, he's on here now. And we thought that for our 10th episode, we should do something special. So this is what we got. This is basically having the president on this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's that good, but happy to be here to talk. Yeah, yeah.
So we prepared a list of questions. And we'll also, so we're going to ask him these questions and we'll also just kind of throw some comments in there. But yeah, I'm really excited and I hope you all are too. Josh, do we have anything we have to say before we begin?
I think that's about it. This is the real deal. This is some big
Josh stuff. Has never met my uncle. So this is,
yeah.
He told me beforehand, he's like, I hope I just don't, like, freak out. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. First question. I think it's my question. So,
yeah.
So, here's my question to you, sir. Get it pulled up here. There we go. So, it's very simple. How did you become an Imagineer?
Yeah. So, let me a little bit of background for the audience who may not know. So what Imagineering is, right? So Walt Disney Imagineering is the design creative division within the Walt Disney Company and is responsible for designing and building all the new theme parks, the resorts, attractions, even the cruise ships, hotels all around the world. And the word Imagineering is obviously a combination of imagination and engineering. And the history of Imagineering actually goes way back to, I think, 1952 or 1953, when Walt Disney himself was planning to design, to build the original Disneyland park, right? So the original Disneyland park opened in 1955 in Anaheim, California. And Walt, at the time, of course, was very successful in the movie industry. And I know you guys have talked about some of his early movies. Yes. So he took a lot of his best animators at the time and decided, hey, let's build a theme park. And at the time, that was a very new idea. So he created a new division called WED, W-E-D. And that was Walt Disney's initials. So the history of Imagineering was that it wasn't called Imagineering originally. It was called WED. And that's the division that helped design the original Disneyland. And I think it changed its name from WED to Imagineering in the mid 80s, I believe.
So he just wanted a word to call of like, we're Disney, we can do better than just engineering. Imagineers, there you go.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, nowadays, if you look at Imagineering, it is very diverse. There's over 100 different disciplines that are included in Imagineering. So it's not just an engineering firm company, and it's not just a bunch of artists. You know, it includes a lot of different expertise, all to create the Imagineering.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, that's super cool.
So to get back to your question, a little bit, so a little bit of background, but then get back to your question. So how did I become an Imagineer? So it was a little long road to get there. So I always was a roller coaster and theme park fan. So even back when I was 7, 8 years old, I had designed my own theme park, and I still have that actually on a piece of paper. I laid out the rides and laid out the theme parks. And when I was
listening to my dad, so you're my uncle on my dad's side.
Yeah.
And so listening to my dad, he's just always talking. He's like, Uncle Kelly had his own theme park. I was like, really? And so he just keeps like talking about it. So he said that, you've always been, like you said, theme park enthusiast. He said one time, I can't remember where, but one time you were on a ride and it like shut down and you knew how to fix it. And it like worked.
Oh,
do you remember? Do you recall that?
Well, it could be. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, before I joined Disney, of course, I would go to as many parks and, get on as many rides as possible. And once I joined the industry, you know, it's sometimes difficult to go to another theme park and the ride breaks down and, you know, I know what the problem is, but I can't go fix it myself. So, so when I was 8 years old, I still remember, you know, I was planning to design my own theme park. And when I grew up, went to Kings Island outside of Cincinnati, every year with my family. And when I was in high school, I started asking around, what should I study? What should I major in college? And, finally got the answer of, you know, physics, mechanical engineering, you know, these are really the type of majors that most people who work in the industry, would want to study. So I went to school and studied in physics and mechanical engineering. Out of school, I didn't get the dream job. I want to work for Disney, work for Six Flags or something like that, but I didn't get that job right out of school. So I worked in a different industry, got a good experience. And then actually I joined Six Flags for a couple years before I joined Disney, which is now 16 years ago. I first joined Disneyland and worked at the park for 5 years before moving to Imagineering, like Wilt said, about 11 years ago.
We did our research.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's super cool. But question number two. So why, I guess you kind of
covered it, but it's still good. Yeah.
But why did you like become an Imagineer, I guess? Why?
Did you just did you just ride roller coasters and just think that they were super duper cool and you're just thinking in your head, I can do better?
Yeah, I don't know if I could do better, but I think, you know, I always enjoyed roller coasters and theme parks because it was a place for fun. And, you know, that when I step back and look at what I do, which was kind of cool, is to know that, you know, my job is to create fun. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to go to a Disney park and know that I helped design or create, helped to build a certain ride, and then see other guests, right, enjoy the ride and having fun with their friends and family. I was always doing that, you know, when I was growing up, going to parks and just having a good day away from the real, away from the real world, I would say. You know, theme parks to me is an escape. And it's usually a day that you spend with friends and family and just have, you know, to me, it's a very clean, safe, fun environment. But it's a day to just cut loose and just relax. So that's what I was always enjoy doing. And then now I'm in the job of creating that fun.
Yeah. And so... Also, I guess you kind of covered this as well, but how long did it take to become an Imagineer?
Yeah, so I joined Disneyland back in 2004, I guess 16 years ago. And then I worked at the park, like I said, for a few years before moving to Imagineering, which is a different division. There's actually a good sized staff. There's a lot of engineers who actually work at the park in Disneyland or Walt Disney World in Florida. But Imagineering is actually a slightly different division.
Okay, I guess it's my turn. I'm kind of going off the grid here. Where have you worked? Because I know you've been to Shanghai and I know you've been to California.
Yeah, so from Imagineering, I have done a lot of work in California, and you mentioned earlier, so I was on the Cars Land Red Air Springs Racers project, and then after that went and worked on the Shanghai Disney project, which is a brand new park. We call it a greenfield project, which means you're taking the green field, the grass, and building a whole new theme park. So in doing that, lived in Shanghai, China for 2.5 years. And then after returning that, was able to support the Tower of Terror conversion to Guardians attraction, which is here in California, which was, you know, an introduction of the Marvel characters to Disneyland and Disney California Adventure. And then after that, have been supporting some new Marvel concepts.
Cool.
So back to the, so you kind of mentioned this before. What does it take to become an engineer or Imagineer engineer?
Yeah. Well, I think Disney, the thing about is Disney is the industry leader. You know, there's obviously other theme parks, Kings Island, Cedar Point, Six Flags, Universal. You know, there's other good-sized theme parks around the country. But Disney is certainly the industry leader, and industry leader in that, you know, I think we're the best in ride safety. We're the best in introducing new technologies, in merging storytelling and innovation, merging the show and the ride. You know, that's really what Imagineering is the combination of the story and the show with the engineering. So how does it become an Imagineer? I mean, obviously, because there's so many disciplines, right? It's a very large organization. I think over 100 different disciplines. So within Walt Disney Imagineering, you could be a ride engineer, you could be an artist, an architect, a show producer, project manager, construction manager, computer programmer, industrial design, model maker, graphic design, you know, field art direction, we call it. And even, of course, we have, you know, accounting and finance and those type disciplines. So all of that is what's required to create Walt Disney Imagineering. So to become an Imagineer, obviously, is to go to, you know, a very good school, to excel in your studies. You know, if you come from a previous another job, having good experience, perhaps in the same industry like I did, I worked at Six Flags and then transferred to Disney. So I had, at the time, theme park experience, which is sometimes very helpful. A lot of cast members actually come with an intern. So the Disney company, both at Imagineering and also Disneyland and Walt Disney World, they're a very large intern program. And that's always a good opportunity if people are in a university and want to work for Disney, you know, they can apply and get an internship. And this is really where you can join the company for a few months. You can shine, get to know the organization. And I think a lot of full-time cast members come from someone who worked as an intern. So that's always a good opportunity.
So you kind of mentioned, I just wanted to emphasize this. You said Disney's like the king of like innovating storytelling with the actual ride itself. So when you think, I remember when Avatar came out, everybody was losing their minds because it was like one of the most impressive things they've seen. And you think like almost every Disney ride has an element of that, because like Avatar it was still like technologically advanced at the time. Soarin', like the Radiator Springs Racers, just all of these rides. There's a big story, but also it's not just watching a movie. It's bringing the movie to you.
Right. So I think what makes Disney unique in the industry is that we always start with the story, right? It always starts with what is the story? What is the creative background? So like I said, if you go to Kings Island or Cedar Point or Six Flags, I mean, I of course love going to those parks, nothing against them, but they will do very little theming, right? They have great rides, and the emphasis is on the ride itself. When you go to a Disney park, it's the entire experience. It's the attraction, which includes, it really, you know, starts in the queue, and a lot of attractions have a very elaborate queue. It helps tell the story. And then when you get actually on the attraction on the ride, you know, there's an immersive type show experience, which is very different than if you go to just a regular amusement park. So that's what I think makes Disney unique, is we really start with the story, and then we design a ride and a show to support that story.
So is that why you chose Disney over all of the other theme parks that you could have worked on?
Well, I think because they're the industry leader, both in the ride and the safety and the technology, and being able to support the show. So I think the fact that they're the biggest in the industry, the most reputable in the industry, and to be able to support and work for a company that is the best in the industry is always a fun place to be.
So I'll hand it over to Josh because he's got some questions too.
But I also just want to say, like, that I feel like that's also kind of what makes Disney,
what makes Disney Disney.
Yeah, but also just like how it like appeals to almost everybody, like kids to adults, like it's like because like the other like amusement parks, I guess, that have like the big roller coasters, kind of appeal more to, I guess, like older kids and adults. And
I will say, I don't like, I'm not saying that, I'm not throwing any dirt at anyone, but I will say, I don't like the theme parks that have the, like, sections. Like, they have the giant roller coasters that mainly the adults can ride, but the kids are too small. And then they have, like, the kids section. I feel like Disney, you go in, it's a family. You stay together, everyone will have a good time. So, Josh. I'm going to hand over the
I would say on that note, you know, there is a very famous video, Walt Disney, back in when he was designing Disneyland, and he'll love telling a story of where he came up with the idea of Disneyland. Is he took his two daughters to a local park to ride a carousel, and, you know, he was sitting on the bench eating peanuts or whatever he did, watching his two daughters enjoy riding the carousel. And he tells a story and says, well, this is fun. I'm enjoying the day with my daughters, but it really would be better if I could experience that ride with them. So from the beginning, you know, Walt Disney and Disney parks really try to create as many different attractions that could appeal to the large range of ages, right? So you can, the parents can enjoy the same ride as the child. Now, I could be honest that it is very difficult to create a selection of attractions that appeals to, you know, somebody who's 5, somebody who's 15, to someone who is 50. So we do have to introduce different types of attractions, different thrill levels. But I do think that's always been the goal, even from the beginning with Walt Disney, is to try to create as many attractions where families can enjoy it together.
Yeah. So question, what does being an Imagineer mean to you?
Well, like I said, I think it's the job of making fun. And one of the slogans that we have is Walt Disney Imagineering is the team that makes the magic. And Another famous quote from Walt Disney is, "It's always fun to do the impossible." And, you know, when we're designing new attractions, we don't really know exactly how to do it. And sometimes there's a technology that needs to be invented, or, you know, there's things that we don't know how things are going to work exactly when we start from the beginning. I think the fact that Imagineering is made up of such a broad variety backgrounds of talents and perspectives, you know, I think working for the Disney company, there's a very strong collaboration with all the different disciplines. And I think that's always, to me, exciting, in that, you know, you are an engineer, but you work with an architect, or you work with a creative artist on any given day. And it's not the same type of individual, right? You get to work with different type of people. And I think that's always fun and exciting.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, you got a question, Will?
Sure. Well, it's your turn.
Okay, I guess I got another question. So what are some other jobs you have done in the past that have led to you becoming an Imagineer?
Yeah. So when I started out of school, I wanted to work in the theme park industry, and it didn't work out. So I was able to work in a manufacturing position, and that was a great, good experience. And then was able to join Six Flags, and Six Flags is a much smaller park than Disney. But looking back, that was also a good experience for me to learn the industry, to learn how a smaller park operates. So then I was able to join Disneyland. And then I worked at the park in Anaheim for four and a half years, I guess, and worked at California Adventure. And when I worked at the park, you get to work on all the rides. So I think your earlier question is what rides have I worked on? You know, when you work at the park side, you actually work on all of them. So it would be everything at Disney California Adventure, which is a very different experience than when you're working for Imagineering. At Imagineering, you're really focused in on, you know, maybe one or two or three big rides that you're working on from start to finish. But when you work at the park, you actually work on, say, 30 different rides, and you really get to learn how different rides work. You get to work on water rides or roller coasters or dark rides, or, you know, so. But it's a very different experience working at the park. So I enjoyed that for about 4 or 5 years. And then from there, like I said, went to Imagineering to work on Cars Land.
Do you ever, this is just kind of an odd question. Do you ever wake up and it just hits you, you're working at Disney and you got the dream job?
Well, I'm always very appreciative, right? I mean, it's for me, it was a long road to get here. Like I said, when I was 8 years old, this is what I wanted to do. And then I tell that story and most people say, gosh, you know, they're 50 years old and they may not know what they want to do when they grow up. Right. But for me, you know, it's a little different in that I was 8 years old and I knew the industry. I really liked roller coasters and theme parks. And that's been the goal since then. And it's trying to figure out what to study in high school, math and science, and what to study in college with physics and engineering, and then where to work, Universal, Six Flags. So for me, it was always a focus. For me, it was always, this is really what I wanted to do. You know, and I am very appreciative of the opportunity to work for Imagineering because, yeah, like you said, it has been the goal, the dream job for me. To help create new rides for Disney.
So here's another question. What do you do in your daily list? Life. Daily list. What's a play-by-play of your daily job?
Well, I think the one thing that, again, that I do like about working for Imagineering is what's typical day. And because we have so many different backgrounds and so many different tasks, right? If I have to sum it up, you know, collaboration is probably one word. But when you work for Imagineering, you go through what we call a life project cycle. And, you know, it starts with the blue sky. And, you know, that's a very famous part of the process that Imagineering starts with. And when you're in a blue sky phase, you're working with the creative, you're working with the story writers. It's very early on, just trying to figure out what to build. What is the story, right? Is this going to be a big ride? Is this going to be a small ride? You know, what is the story that we're trying to tell here? And then from blue sky, you move into, you know, a concept phase or a design phase. And then as a ride engineer, I would work with architects and show set designs. And at that point, you're building models or you're building prototypes or you're detailing the engineering phase, right? And then after it's designed, then we have to go and we have to build it. So as a ride engineer, we work with companies to fabricate the roller coaster track or to fabricate the track, the vehicle, the roller coaster. And Disney doesn't do a lot of fabrication. So we work with other companies that do the fabrication. But then after that, it's built, we have to install it. And the next phase is installation. And then at that point, you work with construction management and companies that install the rides, to install and build the building around it, all the show sets. And the next phase after that is testing. And Disney, of course, priority is safety. So we test for much longer than other parks. So testing is really a crucial phase for us before we turn over any new ride, right? We're testing for months and months and months to make sure that the ride's going to work properly, make sure it's going to stop when it's supposed to stop, make sure everything is safe. So that's the testing phase. And of course, the show, we call the show and the ride integration. So you mentioned Avatar. So there's a lot of testing, you know, the ride by itself. Okay, we have to make sure the ride is safe. But really is key about the Avatar ride is to make sure that the film is in sync with the ride, right? You don't want the film to be out of sync, particularly on a ride like that. And, you know, you get sick and motion sickness because the ride is moving out of sync with the movie. So we have a lot of testing that goes involved, what we call the show testing. And of course, the very end of the phase is when we actually turn it over to operations. So when I worked at the park, you know, that's when you would take it in the operations and the maintenance team would now take the new ride and then operate it for the next 20, 30 years. So that's a very critical phase as well to make sure that we have proper operations and, you know, the operators who know what buttons to push and maintenance has to maintain the ride each and every night. And I'll add to make sure that people understand that maintenance is done on every ride every night. And this is to make sure safety. So when the park closes every night, you know, there is a team of maintenance individuals who come out and they will check the entire ride to make sure everything is still working properly. They'll look at all the trains and the vehicles and the track and all the safety aspects. So there is a huge team that goes out there every night that most guests don't see. And that's obviously important that you don't see it, right? Because you shouldn't be worried about that. You come to the park and you should just have fun and you shouldn't have to worry about is the maintenance done. But It is important to us, those who work on the design side of things, to make sure that something is maintainable. So to answer your question, is what I do in my daily life, it really depends on where I am in the phase, right? So if I'm on a blue sky phase or concept design phase or fabrication, installation, testing, it depends. And that's one nice thing about this job is you get to wear different hats, and depends on where we are in the project. It's a different hat and it's a different day-to-day life.
So it changes every single day.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's crazy. There's a whole team just for maintenance. That makes sense, but I never thought about it that way. Because when you're at the parks, you're not worried about, is the ride safe? Because you don't see, if there was like people like with maintenance like written on their giant black shirts, like walking around, then I would be kind of afraid of riding anything. But then I don't, because I'm not worried about it and I don't see that happen. So that's kind of crazy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a big operation to think about how to keep the park up and running, the maintenance, everything. Right. So to make sure that everything is clean and the paint that has to be perhaps touched up on a regular basis. So there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. We call it back of house. And a lot of that goes on, and people don't think about it, but it's a small city that has to operate each and every day for the park to open.
Yeah, and I feel like that's also kind of like what makes Disney, is that they just kind of, you know, put so much effort into making sure everybody's safe and having a good time and just worried about, you know, having a good day at the parks and all that. So,
right.
So I guess this is my last question. I think Will might have another one. We kind of already touched on this, but what attractions have you worked on or like contributed to?
Yeah. So when I worked at the park at Disneyland, I worked at the Disney Colorful Adventure, which is the second park. For those who don't know, it's a second park in Anaheim. And when I worked at the park there, like I said, I worked on pretty much every ride there. And that was a good experience. So one day you're working on the water ride, and the next day you're working on a roller coaster, and the next day you're working on a dark ride. So that's the job as a engineer at the park. And then when I moved to Disney Imagineering, first project was the Cars Land Radiator Springs Racers project. So this was a big expansion for Disney California Adventure. And of course, people who haven't been there, Cars Land is based on the movie, Pixar movie. So we built the attraction with Lightning McQueen and Mater and those characters. So that was a good project, very successful, and still a very popular attraction that opened. I don't even remember now. 2012, I guess, 2012. And then from that, moved on to Shanghai at Disney. And this was a Greenfield project, was able to support a few different rides there. So we lived in Shanghai for two and a half years, supporting the new park. And one of the attractions that I worked on, which was quite unique, is actually the Challenge Trail. Is actually the ropes course, and Disney doesn't do very many of these. So it's actually a very unique attraction in any Disney park, is a ropes course. And after Shanghai, returned back, and then the Tower of the Terror in California Adventure was getting converted to the Guardians. So helped support. That was a new theme, a new ride profile. So it needed testing on the ride portion and integrating the ride and the show together to make sure they work together. And then most recently working on some new Marvel concepts.
I have a mini question, 9.5. out of 10. So, you mentioned the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. So, you was Tower of Terror. How much did you keep of Tower of Terror?
So, the actual ride structure is the same. So, the vehicle is the same.
Is it just like a fancy new paint job?
It's a lot more than the paint job, right? If you've been on the original Tower of Terror, there was, you know, a certain number of ups and downs. That's what we call the ride profile. Mm-hmm. So that ride profile was completely changed, and it's much more dynamic than the original tower. It's a longer ride, and it's more exciting. The music is more upbeat, rock and roll type music. So it doesn't have the same theme as the original tower. The tower in Florida is still the same, but the one in California. So the ride structure is the same, but we completely changed the ride profile, completely changed the show, the movie, and the theming.
That's what I love about Disney, is because there's a reason to... Okay, hold on. Let me rephrase this. So if there's two Tower of Terrors and one of them changes, and you, for some reason, I don't know why, you're not a fan of one or the other, you can just go to the other park and it's there.
Yeah. Well, I certainly, you know, when we were converting the Tower of Terror to Guardians, you know, there was a lot of Disney fans who didn't like it so much, right? Because Tower of Terror is a very popular attraction. And even in California, it's a very popular attraction. And there's a lot of fans, if you go on the fan blogs and fan web pages, a lot of people complaining. It's like, oh my gosh, why are you changing a very popular attraction?
I love both of them.
Yeah.
So I guess last question. So this is just kind of a funsie. Uncle Kelly, what is your favorite ride at Disney, period, any of the parks? If you could only pick one to ride, what would it be?
Well, my favorite ride at Disney, I suppose it would have to vote for anything that I've worked on. So it's a little misleading question, I guess. I would probably see vote for Racers or Soarin' or one of those attractions. But I think if
I'm changing it, then you can't pick your own.
Yeah, I think Soarin'. I think Soarin' is not a thrill ride, but I think it is quite unique. And I had supported the Soarin' attraction when I worked at the park. And then that was actually one of my attractions when I went to Shanghai. So it's certainly not, like I said, not a thrill ride, but I think it's popular to all ages. And so, you know, the 5-year-old can sit next to the 65-year-old and enjoy it. And from that standpoint, I think it's quite enjoyable ride. It appeals to everybody. It was, you know, a unique ride when it first opened. So I think I'll vote for that one.
So I think that's... Josh, you have anything?
Not really. I just wanted to say that, like, an Imagineer is something that, like, you know, that's kind of like a dream job for me almost. Like, I love Disney. I've been a few times.
And... Well, now you know how.
Yep. True. But yeah, so this is a huge deal for me. So thank you so much for coming on, Mr. Johnson. I really appreciate it. So.
Nope. Happy to be here. And I say best of luck to your podcast. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have any questions for us?
What is your favorite ride at the Disney parks?
Completely unbiased, probably Radiator Springs Racers, because all I remember, I've only been to Disney, I think, two or three times, but one time we went when I was 8, and we went on, like, Soarin', and I was really young, and tiny, so I couldn't ride very much, but I remember we went to Cars Land, and I just wouldn't ride anything but that ride, and I swear we went on that ride like 5 or 6 times. And there's a part where You can split between Luigi gives you new tires or Ramon gives you a new paint job, which I think is amazing, by the way. And we would always get Luigi. I've never seen Ramon. I think it's fake. I don't believe that he's real because I've been on that ride like 5 or 6 times and I never saw him. So that's probably my favorite ride just because I have the fondest memory of it. And I wasn't a huge fan of roller coasters until I finally, like, went on one, because I'd never been on a roller coaster before. And so, I know that I like them now. So when I go to Disney again, I'll have to ride more than that ride, but I'll definitely check it out. But that's probably my favorite just because of the memories.
Josh? Yeah. I would say my favorite is probably Expedition Everest, just because it's such, like... Like, it's kind of similar to yours. I went on it when I was, like, super young and just enjoyed it. And I just rode it so many times in a row. And it just, I just think it's a great ride. And, you know, one of Disney's, I guess, roller coasters, since they, you know, they probably don't have as many roller coasters because they got a lot of more theme rides, I guess. But, yeah, kind of, it's probably my favorite.
Right. I have another question I thought of. So, why does a ride get shut down? Other than, I know because it's probably the only reason or main reason is because it's old and it's just hard to fix and it's just not being very attracted. But
you mean shut down as in removed and completely... Okay. Yeah, so it's a few different reasons. I think being old is one, but you know, if it's a very popular attraction, even old rides, Matterhorn here in Disneyland, California, is certainly a very old ride. Some of the original Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion type of rides, right? So they're old and they still operate. I think it's sometimes it's the theming. Is no longer relevant. Maybe guests don't like the theming or doesn't like the story. You know, there's an opportunity there. I think also some new theming, like the tower converted to the Guardians. You know, the ride itself is still there. We can refresh the ride and then refresh the story with something that maybe more guests can understand or appreciate, right? The Guardians is a newer story than the Tower of Terror was. So I think there's opportunities there. And I think also when we, you know, even though Disney is big and there's a, you know, big parks, there's still sometimes we have to tear something down to put something else new there. And, you know, Epcot right now is going through a big expansion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times it just makes sense to replace an old ride with something new just because there's a new technology or a new experience that we think will be much more popular.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on and letting us interview with you with some questions.
Sure. Happy to be here.
So our next episode is episode 11, and it will be about, are we doing Alice in Wonderland? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Kylie, what are your quick thoughts on Alice in Wonderland?
The attraction, Alice in Wonderland at Disneyland is one of the older attractions, still up and running in the Fantasyland area.
Do you like it? Is it one of your favorites?
I would not say it's one of my favorite rides. It's an older ride, a smaller ride.
We appreciate honesty. So right. Yeah, that's it for me.
But yeah, just like we always say, leave your opinions if you have any. But yeah, that's all that that's about all I have.
Give us an email if you want us to have Kelly back on. I'll see if I can get him again. He's hard. He's hard to book.
Yeah. But Anything else? No, nothing else?
I'm good. This is a fun experience for me.
Yeah. This is huge for me.
I kind of want to be an Imagineer now, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, it seems like a super cool job, so, yeah. All right. Well, I guess, as always, have a magical day. Peace.
Okay, guys, say peace. I think you left us, but it's okay.
And cut.
Okay.